You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
All right, well, good afternoon. This is kind of a different time for us. I'm Kristen Burt. We're here on AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance Season 11. And we are audition round 4. We have finally made it to Atlanta.
Yes.
Woo! Joining me here today, it's a ladies' day. I kind of like this.
Yay!
Chloe West.
Ladies' day. Hello, hello.
I know. And I gotta say, we tried all last season to get you.
I know.
And you're here. Season 9, top 4 finalists. And we've got Tiffany Marr.
Yay!
So excited to be here. Thank you, guys. I'm so happy.
You were
to
traveling
be here.
Nonstop last summer.
I know. Every week I was like, I have to get there. I have to get there. And then I was like, I can't. And then now I'm like, please, I want to be.
I know. A couple days ago, she's like, can I come Thursday? Yeah. I'm like, yes, we have an opening. Do it. Because this is not our normal time slot. So we got to. Chloe and I have a million things going on today. So
yeah, it's a crazy Thursday.
It is. It's a crazy week in Los Angeles. LA Film Festival, Daytime Emmys, World Cup's going on. It's nuts.
Exciting.
All right. Well, let's talk about Atlanta auditions. Because I feel like this was the first stop on the audition tour, but yeah. It's the last one. And I think that because so much good talent has come out of Atlanta that they've really saved the best for last, maybe?
It seems like Atlanta and Miami are like these dance hubs right now. They're just pulling a ton of dancers. So, I mean, they had a whole night just for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It's so exciting.
Talking about the talent there.
Definitely.
Our judges that day, for day one, Little Buck was back. Mary, of course, and Nigel. I was glad to see Little Buck, you know? It's fun.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised with a lot of his comments. I was expecting him to kind of be, you know, a little lame, maybe like the nicer sort of Paula-style version of a judge. And he, when it came to like the breakers and anyone in his sort of genre that he could pull, he was giving notes. And
totally.
He was like, he was hitting them hard, and it was awesome. I was glad to see that, especially because Mary and Nigel can only speak so much about that kind of stuff. They can say, you know, like, oh, you were pantomiming a lot or whatever, but he really got specific, and that was awesome.
Mary always goes, you're down in the pocket. I liked that.
She does.
That's her thing. All right, let's kick it off with the first audition of the night. It was Mariah Reeves doing jazz. You came in as a jazz dancer, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I absolutely loved her. I thought she was super talented. She looked to me like a Broadway star, the way she performed. And one of the best qualities a dancer can have is using their eyes when they perform. Mm-hmm. And she really connected with Nigel. And I saw, like, there was times when she literally just, like, stared him down in the eye. And to be able to do that, that takes a lot of confidence and passion and courage. And that's a quality that they definitely look for in a contestant. So
the judges seem really nice when you guys are performing in the audition, but is it just completely nerve-wracking?
Oh, my God. I remember when I auditioned, I looked at them, and it looked like they were just, like, just nothing. And I was like, okay, great. I might as well just walk home now. Should I leave the stage?
Like, forget
it. But no, it's so stressful every time when you're looking at them because you never know what they could be thinking, you know? So.
And she's 18, so to have that confidence, it
totally
matters. I called it quirky deliciousness because I just was so enthralled. I was
like,
it was just kind of fun. And it just, she had some nice technique, tons of acro in there. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Totally. I don't think there's a trick in the book that you can't do. She like showed like, hey, choreographers, I can do anything you want me to. So I think that's huge also for her. So.
It was, and just the way that she performed, she was so quirky, but it was a quirky that was, I think, risky because she would like wait to the very end of something and then like bring in her quirk and then finish the move. It was always like you were like, oh my
suspense.
Gosh, is she gonna fall? Like, is she doing this on purpose? And then she would end it right and you were like, gosh, that was cool.
Yeah.
You're like, I fell for it.
Yeah, totally. She had me watching her. Like, I didn't want to stop watching her because I didn't know what she was going to do next.
Yeah,
and that was
she was
so
mesmerizing.
Cool.
Mesmerizing.
That's
beautiful.
Awesome. Got a ticket to L.A., so I don't think that was a surprise to anyone, of course.
No.
There were a lot of tickets handed out really quickly
on
this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Totally.
And I like what Kat said, that they were peachy in Georgia. I was like, that was very cute, Kat. Good job.
Clever.
Well, and a good thing to remember, because Jake Dupree, who will be back in a couple weeks, he's off doing a chorus line in Sacramento Music Circus, so we're happy for him. But he talks about, you know, what cities you go to. There's more tickets to, it used to be Vegas, but to L.A. at the early part of the tour. By the time you hit L.A., they've got a limited amount, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a part of it. A lot of dancers know that. So a lot of amazing, from all over, dancers will come to the Atlanta city because they know that's where they're giving the most tickets. I mean, think about it. If they have, because it is a reality television show, if they maybe have the brown-haired, slot-filled, cute girl, then when they go to L.A., you have to be better than that brown-haired, cute girl that they have already in that spot.
Yeah, they already have that person in mind.
Totally.
That's interesting that the dancers know that, so they sort of strategize a little bit.
I mean, when you audition out here in L.A., they literally split you up into dancers with red hair, dancers with blonde hair, brunettes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, by height. So it's like, it's just a common thing. Like, they are going to pick one of a kind, you know, and hopefully.
They're typing out.
Yeah, totally.
Oh. What city did you audition in?
I actually did audition in Atlanta.
You did Atlanta?
Yeah, because I'm from Florida, so it was the closest one to me. Yeah.
Super close. Okay, the second audition of the night was Eric Silky Moore. Mm-hmm. 24. When I see ages like 24, I'm like, that's so old. It's not old in real life, but on this show now, everyone seems to be about 18, 19.
And I think everyone's 18, too, because now these 18-year-olds grew up with the show. Mm-hmm. They've been watching it since they were 8.
I was
going to
say
And they're
that.
Like, it's finally our chance. That was so many people's stories this season already, it seems like. And it's just, it's amazing because they're like, these 18-year-olds have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and now it's their chance. So, yeah, 24 seems old compared to 18.
Well, he was season 5 and 6 auditioner as a tapper, and now he's here with hip-hop.
So cool.
Which means he can do everything.
Everything. He's well-trained. My favorite part was, he goes, well, I've been studying this show for about 5 or 6 seasons, and now I'm ready to audition again. I have a strategy in mind.
And seriously. I've met him before. He's a really awesome guy. He really is. Yeah, I met him at this tap class. But he was amazing, and I think that he would be a great asset to the show. So.
And so he's still tapping?
He's still tapping, but I like his approaches here. He kind of had a little bit of everything going on in there.
He did. His turns were great.
Yeah.
They were good. He said, you might see a jump. I don't know. It's freestyle.
I know. I love that. And his personality was really good, too. I felt like him and Nigel were getting along well.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, he stopped him, too, and he's like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. That was crazy.
What was that?
If that happened to me, I don't know what I would do. If he just, like, stopped me in the middle of the audition, I'd be like, that's so nerve-wracking.
And that's where maybe being 24, like, you have a little bit more maturity under your belt. You're like, I got it. I'm not rattled. At 18, I might have been rattled.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Especially because at least he was studying the show. So he, you know, I feel like we know the judges, even though we don't know them.
Right.
We've just been watching them on our TVs for so many years. But, yeah, so he probably felt a little bit more comfortable. But, oh, my gosh, I can't imagine starting your dance, going through, being like taking risks, being nervous about the risks you're about to go out and take, and then being stopped and having to start all over again and changing it. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, it being a freestyler, like if he wasn't a freestyler, that would have made any dancer nervous because you come with the set choreography and this is what, you know, you trained and practiced and prepared and this is like what you're supposed to do. But him being a freestyler, he had that elasticity, I guess I'll say, to be able to just completely change his beginning and be like, whatever. Which a lot of dancers, that would have been really nerve-wracking. Like, not many dancers would have done that. Not many contemporary dancers would have been like, oh, let me just change the whole beginning of my routine. But he did that, which is really cool.
Would have freaked out. And the whole thing was based on his grandmother being in an insane asylum. Like, let's not forget that moment because, but he had some great musicality and he went right to LA. And I think that's, we've been talking a lot about with hip hoppers and animators. Some go to choreography, some go straight through. It's been kind of uneven, but I felt okay. Obviously, he's cross-trained, so.
Yeah, he reminded me of Fiction a little bit in the sense that you could tell he was just athletic. He's just a really athletic person, and he'll be able to do a lot of other styles, like contemporary and things like that, which I thought we could tell with Fiction because we were like, oh, there's like some of this like karate that you can tell will, you know, spill over and translate into other things.
So interesting. We move on to Kelly McCoy. This one was really interesting.
So weird, I thought.
I was like, I am kind of intrigued by all of this because her parents clearly were performers in the 70s and the 80s and kind of Vegas-y and cruise ship-y. And like, and I love that it was McCoy because it was the Love Boat, like Julie McCoy, the character. And but I will say one thing about Kelly, and this stood out to me right away. She seemed to be like a hardcore competition dancer.
Yes.
With the facial expressions.
Yes.
And that was the one thing I was like, you're going to have to lose some of that if you make top 20.
Yeah. Nigel gave her so many notes on her form. I was so shocked. Do they normally give that many notes during auditions?
It's funny because they actually do. Like,
that's cool.
Being at a live audition process, it's really cool because they don't show it a lot. But even the dancers that they just send home, they'll give them a lot of corrections and be like, come back next year. This is what we want you to work on. Mm. So you see dancers that come back, and it's because they really do give, like, really great critiques, you know?
That's
and even
cool.
The people that they're like, oh, we're not going to keep them, they really take time and give them critiques. But that was a lot of critiques.
The sway back.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot. And just, on her face and her spine. Just, I was really like, oh, good for you guys. Like, and so I was surprised that they gave her a ticket.
I actually was, too. I thought maybe they would send her to choreography because she seemed to be a strong performer, but I thought maybe they would want to see a little bit more.
Yeah, I was just surprised. But maybe they thought that all the personality she was showing will translate well to camera, you know, when they're doing little packages and things like that.
Totally. No,
go ahead.
No, one of the biggest things when you audition, Jeff Thacker says, when you come to the improv rounds at the audition, he said, the number one thing is I want to be able to see if you can connect to my eyes. So some of the most brilliant dancers he'll send home, because if they can't connect to someone's eyes, like, they're not going to be able to look into a camera at millions of people. So there's so many factors that do go into it, and maybe they saw that quality in her, and they were like, you know, maybe if she takes these corrections, like, she's going to be a winner.
Right, and who doesn't love to watch somebody get better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, makes sense.
As a dancer.
So L.A. she went, or as we like to say, Pasadena.
It's so funny. Everyone's so awkward. They're like, going to Pasadena.
I know. And I feel like we've been slamming Pasadena. And as we have said, it is, like, lovely and very rich and beautiful and very white. But it's a really pretty area of Los Angeles. All right. We then move on to one of the Dragon House members. And, you know, Dragon House is just, I mean, in the past 2 years, ever since Cyrus came on board, I mean.
It's my best friend.
Is Cyrus?
Yeah, that's my best friend.
Gosh, that's awesome. We'll have to work on getting him on the show then.
Totally.
We'll have you work on him for us. But this one was kind of interesting. This was Mr. Strange, a.k.a. Freak Show, also known as Christopher Griffin.
He was hilarious. He was like a cartoon character to me, but like in like a weird nerdy way.
Yeah.
I loved it. Like, I love that he was so into, like, his names and where he was from.
Yep,
and
that was
sticking to it.
And the microphone.
Oh, my God.
He's an actor. He didn't we tell you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm nervous. It was just so cute. I just really liked it, and I thought he was really funny, and I loved his dancing.
I did, too.
I loved him. And I thought it was cool to see, like, he's the originator of a sea of brilliant dancers. So he's really, like, the reason that they're all here, and they've all touched all of us at home. So I thought it was cool to see where it comes from.
And he's 25. Like, let's think about that. Like, he's been able to pioneer and create this group, and he's only 25.
And now 23 members, I think they said. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
And I wonder, too, if they sort of pressured him to do it. Like, I wonder how much it was, like, him being like, guys, I think of an audition, or, like, them being like, dude, go. Like, what are you thinking, you know?
You've helped all of us. Let's.
Yeah, like, do it.
I thought of that, too.
Just because we had Blueprint and Cyrus and, you know, then we had somebody else later on in the show, which we'll talk about, which is its own thing.
God, I know.
But, yeah, he was just, like, I loved his sort of Fresh Prince nerdy look. I just thought
it reminded me of Cosby Show. I was like, he's got his Cosby sweater on and, like, not as colorful, but, you know.
And he caught his glasses and he just kept going. It was cool. Like, he was just so himself, and I feel like that's something that the judges can look at and be like, okay, the choreographers are really going to be able to, like, play with him.
He's genuine.
Do a lot.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite part of his whole audition is when he got that ticket, because I feel like so many Dragon House members have gone straight to Vegas, you know, because they're so brilliant. Yeah. So I feel like he could have thought, like, oh, I'm going to go to Vegas. You know,
like
Cyrus in Vegas.
I'm
the originator.
Of course I'm going to go.
Exactly. But when he got that ticket, like, his response was so real, and he, like, was so excited, and I was just like, wow, that's really amazing, because he could have totally been like, of course.
I deserve it.
Exactly. Yeah. And he wasn't like that at all, so I thought that was a really cool quality to see.
I think that's something so cool about dancers, too. I mean, I think the biggest difference between dancers and singers, and it's not, I'm not putting down singers in by any way, but singers are sort of born with a great voice, and they do have to train, but it's not like the time that dancers put into training, and so I feel like dancers are always a little bit more humble or, like, more surprised when great things happen to them, because I don't know if it's just, like, constantly having to stare at yourself in a mirror, constantly yeah. having choreographers yelling at you or whatever it is, that they just, yeah, that like the way dancers are so humble is always so great to watch.
It's refreshing.
Like, yeah, it's just nice. And you never hear like the divas, like the Mariah Carey sort of stories with dancers. Yeah. Like, I think that would be so rare.
Yeah, I also think like maybe singers, like it's just them. It's just them as their own person. Where dancers, it's always like it's a team. It's a team hobby. It's a team sport. It's a team, you know, athletic event. And I just think ballet, you know, is huge. Like, we're disciplined so much. And we don't often hear, like, great job. You know what I mean?
Like, they're like, correct that, fix
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're like, your turn finger, out. Your pinky toe, like, you know.
Turn
it's
it
like,
out, lift the leg, straighten
exactly.
point.
So it is, like, even, it's just so exciting. Like, when you do hear something, like, when they stood up for me after Power of Love, I was like, oh, my God. You know,
like, really?
Because, yeah, because that's never happened. Like, people
and
don't just stand.
Good.
Yeah. So that's cool.
That's nice. Yeah. And I just want to know, is Dragon House still living like 16 to an apartment and rehearsing in the dining room? Probably not. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Dragon House Mansion.
Dragon House Mansion. They're probably in Buckhead now of Atlanta. They're in fancy schmancy area. All right. We go on to Conrad Deschabert. He's 26. And he was auditioning last year. They told him he danced like a girl in season 10 audition. So he was coming back as a man and totally tatted up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He had one tattoo and now he has
16?
Yeah, 16 or 20. Something crazy.
It wrapped around.
It did help, though, make him look more manly,
totally.
Which I was like, wow, you know what? Those actually are helping you.
I wasn't wowed by this audition, though. I have to say, I felt like he needed a little bit cleaning up technique-wise, some transitional help.
Totally.
But they were like, yay, here's your ticket.
I think the improvement, you know what I mean? Seeing that, it's such a cool thing, because a lot of dancers, like we'll talk about the guy coming up, some people just can't take criticism, you know, in a constructive way. And I think the fact that, like, he really utilized what they said and came back stronger the next year, like maybe they see that as an amazing thing. Of course, this was the first audition city also. So they didn't know what was coming. And maybe they were like, oh, he can be one of those people that really grows because he wants to learn. He wants to soak up all that he can. So
yeah, I thought his face, I just thought like the artistic quality of his dance wasn't as great because he was like had this huge smile on when he was supposed to be super animalistic in the beginning. Like his body was looking really cool and freaky and then he was just smiling and super happy, which I can totally get, like if you're excited to be there. But for me, I was also like, okay, it doesn't fit. And I've already seen so many other auditions that did fit that I'm like, why did he get a ticket? But yeah, then you have to think, okay, Atlanta was the first city.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing for him. I don't think he'll make top 20.
Yeah, it didn't. But it was nice to see that you do take the constructive criticism because we will see a meltdown shortly.
To be.
Yeah, it's coming soon. The next dancer was, and did we say he went to LA? Yeah, we did.
Yes,
okay,
he did.
Perfect. Tavius Dynamic Woods, hip hop, 18. He's a friend of fiction.
Yes. He was so
cute. Dancing the Vegas Street. He was adorable.
He was so cute.
Yeah. I'm like, how fiction's adorable? Fiction's friends are adorable.
They should just make a boy band.
Yeah.
I mean, call it a day.
When they showed the LA auditions, I think we talked about this last week, I was like, can you just make a show with like Fiction and Cyrus?
And Twitch.
Throw in Twitch and like as a mentor of some sort. I don't know. Just watching all of them dance. So much fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone's got to like, someone will make a lot of money on that.
Yeah. And this audition was when Little Buck got super specific about glides. And I thought the guy's glides were great. And then, right? And then
we're like, yeah.
You hear Little Buck and you're like, oh.
Oh, sorry.
Right, right. Of course.
But he covered the stage really well.
He really did. And I was so sad. He made it to choreography. But then I was so sad that he didn't make it through. I felt like maybe his partner wasn't that good. I don't know.
And it talks about we talk about the importance of partnering, and especially with that choreography run. And it seems like he had it at the beginning and then, like, he made a slight mistake, and then, you know, you get in your head, and it just kind of fell downhill from there. But it made me sad.
And I went to choreography round.
You did?
Yes. And it does have so much to do with your partner, because actually one of my friends that auditioned with me, she had a partner that just right at the end totally gave up. So you're working this whole time with this one person, and then he just is like, I'm going to go. Like, I can't do it. So then you have to do it with someone you've never even worked with, literally for the first time when you're performing. So, you know, I don't know what happened exactly, but the partnering does have so much to do with it. And I hope that wasn't the reason because I really loved him.
Feel like in previous seasons they sent more people to choreography?
Yes. I feel like...
Ken Boyd was saying that last week.
Yeah.
That
he said almost everyone went to choreography back in the day.
Yeah. I feel like... When they used to show auditions, like, everybody would go to choreography, exactly what you just said. Now I feel like every audition that they show, people are getting tickets.
And this day one in Atlanta, only 15 dancers went to choreography. And that seems to be 15 to 20 seems to be the average number mm-hmm. we've seen this season of who makes it to the end of the day. The choreography
that's
round.
That's not a lot at
that's
all.
That's not a lot. It was way more. Yeah, when I went.
Interesting. Did your partner make it on to Top 20 Green Mile or anything like
that?
No, okay.
No.
It's so interesting because, you know, you never know.
It's so sad. You meet so many people along the way. But it makes great friendships. My roommate now is someone I met in Vegas. So.
Oh, I love that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Tavius comes back because I think that he has the potential. Mm-hmm. It's definitely there. And you kind of learn, like, what you need to start working on. And have you noticed they have started asking everyone, are you taking ballroom? Are you studying ballroom?
That's the number one question.
Because I'll tell you, a bunch of names were slipped to me today. We were just talking, Tiffany and I were just talking about it before you walked in. And I have 14 of the 20 names that make it to Top 20, I think. So
do they know now?
They do know.
They do know.
And there are a lot of ballroom names. And I will say there are more than four ballroom names.
We thought about that when... Oh, wow.
There's more ballroom every single year. Yeah. And America loves it. I love it. You know, I was saying earlier, if I could train anywhere else, it would be Utah. The dancers that come out of there and the ballroom, it's just so
crazy.
Magnificent to
Go
watch.
Go to Mindy Arnold at Vibe because I'm telling you, there's something in the water. They're doing some great training. And they're really well, they're good all-around dancers is what we've been saying. So,
yeah, I watched this actually really cool video of Derek Hough choreographing for Misty Copeland. For this show that they're doing in New York.
Yep.
And it was such a cool video online. We'll post it. I'll send it to you, Kristen, and so we can post it.
Okay.
And it's cool hearing Misty, this amazing ballerina, talk about how impressed she is with Derek Hough choreographing her and how he was like, it's amazing working with a ballerina. But yeah, mm-hmm. it's like he has translated ballroom into so many things, and now that like ballet, which I don't know.
It's more specific to choreograph for ballet too, I think.
Yeah, and she's on point in the dance, which I think I'm like, how does Derek even like think about how he's going to choreograph that? And I mean, that man has done now ballet,
his
ice skating.
His brain is amazing. His artistic ability.
Yeah. And his sold out rock star tour this summer. Incredible.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. And it's sold out here in Los Angeles. I'm going to try and get a press ticket because I can't get a normal ticket.
I know. I heard it's sold out everywhere. So it's sold out if you can get a ticket, give me one.
Seriously. I mean, we all want to go. It's amazing how dance, because 10 years ago, none of this would have happened.
And it's all because of this show.
It's because of this show. It's because of Nigel and what he's done. It's because of Dancing with the Stars and what that has done. And I think it's tremendous. I'm really proud.
Mm-hmm.
So proud. Okay, so we know that Tavius does not make it past the choreography round. And then we go to the hot mess.
Oh.
That is Brandon Feimeister.
Sideshow.
Yeah. No, he claimed that he was true, popping, locking. But with a funky style, and then we find out that that's not the case, or it's open to interpretation, according to Sideshow.
Yeah.
Ouch. And then it gets ugly.
Interesting was the way that they packaged it in leading up, every commercial leading up, it seemed like he was going to freak out the whole time. But then when you watch his actual package, it didn't happen till he hit the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it was nerves. And I think he's going to be one of those people who come back and are like, yeah, I freaked out. Like, head down kind of thing. Because it really seemed like it wasn't until they sort of criticized him or, like, then the nerves got to him that they were talking to him that he, like, freaked out. And poor Blueprint is, like, sitting in the audience embarrassed.
He's, like, cringing.
Yeah.
Sinking into his chair, like,
caught me. I don't know. I'm not associated with him.
Yeah.
They apologized. I thought that was really classy of Dragon House because obviously.
They all went up there. Yeah.
It's a representation.
Obviously, yeah. And obviously Nigel's done a lot for Dragon House and gotten them a lot of press and they've become bigger because of, you know, the success of some of their members. But it shows you. Attitude is everything.
Yeah. And something about that. I think after the performance, because you are so nervous. Like, and I remember being up there, and I walked off the stage, and I was like, I can't even tell you half the things that they said. Because it's like, you're listening, but you're just so nervous.
Not processing.
I don't think he was really listening, because I think he just immediately thought that Nigel was, like, attacking his dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't really. He was just asking him, like, I thought you were going to do original popping and locking. Is this your own style? And instead of being like, yes, it is, like, because he was amazing, you know.
Yeah.
I thought he was great at what he did, but instead of saying that he thought that he was saying that he wasn't good at what he did, where Nigel was really just saying, you said you were going to do this and you didn't do that.
And it turned into a lot of arguing instead of like constructive criticism, which it just didn't need to happen.
But. And on this show with Nigel, if you are not showing, like, if you're not showing that you're humble or anything, you will not make it. It is not happening.
Can you imagine if Sonya Taya was on the panel?
Oh my gosh.
She would have been like,
Mia.
Oh, she
Mia Michaels would have been like, goodbye. Because, I mean, that, and that's a huge thing, having him react in that way. That's why immediately they didn't even let him go to choreography, because if a choreographer saw that, because all of them watch Sonya, Travis, I'm sure they're all watching at home. And if he made it through, they'd be like, I'm not working with him, you know, because that's like, because if they give him a critique, what is he going to do? You know, you get 1,000,005 critiques in a day, so...
Yeah, that was amazing. So clearly he didn't even make it to choreography round. I don't think that's any surprise to any of us. And, you know, they haven't showed a lot of no's this season. So this was the first, like, outright no that I really remember, I guess, because it was such a meltdown. But there you have it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't talk about Maria's book. It's right here in the middle. I'm going to grab it. Hold on. She's going to slide it to me. Just to remind everyone that Maria Menounos' book, Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. What was your... We talked about sleep being our favorite tip.
I also like the warm water tip. I thought it was really cool, and I've heard it other places too, that warm water helps with digestion. And so it's just like a really easy way to, like, stay fit. And because cold water, you know, once it gets in your stomach, it sort of freezes your stomach, and then you're not, like, absorbing anything. And so, yeah, warm water.
Wow. There you go. Your little health tip from Chloe and Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
Today, of course, you can get it online or at a brick-and-mortar retail store if you can find books at a store. But I can only buy books online. I don't find them anywhere anymore. Target has a little small, or the airport, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the airport is where I buy most of my hard copy books, because I'm like, I need to do something.
You're like, I'm so bored for 5 hours going to New York. All right, well, let's move into Atlanta Day 2, and we got Jenna Dewan Tatum.
She's so beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
Do you know what I loved about her is that she was so into it. As the day went on, her hair got, like, bigger and bigger and bigger, because she was clearly, like, running and her hands through it, and being, like, emotional and
dancing.
She was dancing.
I loved it.
So it was kind of like disheveled, but she still looked beautiful and gorgeous as she is. So I just thought that was funny. I was like, I love it. The hair's working for her today. We kick off with the first audition of day two, which is Ricky Ubeda, 18 Contemporary. This is the dabble guy. If anyone was hashtag dabble, we heard a lot about dabbling and dabbling in this, but only
so
dabbling
funny.
In ballroom. Clearly, you need to more than dabble in ballroom to get on the show now.
Yeah.
It was so cute. His reaction, he was like, should I go dance now? Is it okay? And then he dances and you're like, jaw dropped.
Flexibility for days.
Oh my God, I loved him. I can't wait. I think he's going to be.
He's got to be in.
I mean,
the top
I don't 20. Have the list in front of me, so I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say he's in the top four.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's great.
If you want a spoiler and you don't want to hear it, turn off the volume right now.
Spoiler alert.
I love that. He's in the top 20.
Oh, yay. That's so exciting. Yay, Miami.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, we always talk about, like, last season it was the Nico factor, like, just teen girls, like, loved Nico. Mm-hmm. They're going to love Ricky, too.
Yeah.
He's, like, dreamy and cute and a great dancer.
And amazing. I mean, his jumps, I feel like he could jump onto, like, the third story of a building.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
gosh.
Let me just do a side leap onto the third story balcony. You know what I mean? Like, he can just... Ugh, he's
his
amazing.
His jumps were beautiful.
I wrote ballon. He's got ballon.
Yes, so much.
Yeah, I, no surprise, he's going to Pasadena, and he's going to make the show.
What was cool for me was comparing Ricky to who we're going to talk about next, who's Marissa, and her jumps were like, she was like good, but when I had just watched Ricky, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way. We can move on to Marissa, because I think Ricky was, I mean, he's amazing. Top four, I think, is a great prediction.
I don't think there's anything he could have done better than what he did.
It's perfection. Seriously. And I think, you know, there's only one winner this year. That does make it harder, but I mean, he could easily be a winner. I could see it happening.
I could see it. And the thing, I've known Ricky for some years now, growing up where he did dancing, where he did not at the same studio but in the same area. Great person. He's someone that the choreographers are going to want to work with. America's going to fall in love with him. He can do other styles. So Ooh, I hope. Yeah,
that's good.
So I hope that he can go all the way.
And we need to remind everyone, because we haven't hit top 20, but remember, the choreographers have a lot of feedback and say as what happens in that rehearsal studio, attitudes, work ethic, and things mm-hmm. like that, because that does get back to the judges. So
I always think it's important, too, that they... you can probably speak to this, but if a choreographer likes you, they're going to spend a lot of time and, like, think about either the dance that they're choreographing for you or different things like that.
Make you look good?
Yeah. Yeah, because I felt like we sort of see favorites. Like, obviously, they loved Amy last year. I mean, who mm-hmm. didn't love Amy? But even in previous seasons, like, Melanie, season 8, I felt like they loved her and... she won, and you know what
or
I mean?
Or Jenna getting saved by the judges continually. Because yeah. everyone knew what she was capable of. It wasn't totally. Translating for whatever reason with the voters.
But I think it makes a big difference on the show. Yeah. Obviously, it should. I mean, if you're great in the rehearsal space.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and...
But, you know, you see, like I said, you see Jenna Johnson now on Dancing with the Stars, and you're like, oh, my God, like, killer. She's boom.
Firecracker.
She's yeah. a firecracker. She's amazing. So yeah. that you're able to see now on Dancing with the Stars what maybe some of the viewers weren't able to see on So You Think. It's totally. It's interesting, like, how it played out.
But, I mean, that's a huge part of it, because it is a part of the elimination process, because there's the bottom three, which America decides on. But then, obviously, the choreographers, like you said, meet with the judges. And if someone is impossible to work with, and just says, no, I can't. You know,
what's the point?
They can't keep them there, I feel
Does
like,
that happen
for that
a
long.
Lot in the rehearsal process? Or is everyone sort of just trying?
I heard that it has, but honestly, my season, it didn't happen. Like, everybody, from what I know, everybody in my season, like, we were just all, like, so grateful. But there are times I've heard when people are just like, no, and choreographers just... don't get along with people and walk out of the room and are like, I can't.
We've heard a couple stories. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. But that's so disheartening, because it's like, this is the most amazing opportunity for dancers, you know, and you can grow and learn so much. And I just think it's crazy that anybody could, like, I can't even imagine saying the word no to Sonia or Mia. Like, if they tell me to, like, jump off of a building and do a triple back tuck, I'm going to be like, okay, I'll try. You know what
no
I mean?
Problem.
Like,
I got this.
I got it.
Well, and you know, if you're going to go out into the professional world and you want to get hired, you know, the choreographers get their little tribe going and they start hiring the same people over and over again. So
yeah.
you want to mm-hmm. be a choreographer's favorite, because, you know, when you're in that audition room, you want them to be like, okay, yes.
Totally.
You don't want to be the no person.
Totally. God, it must feel so good having worked with these, like, amazing choreographers and then going into an audition room, like, after the show and seeing Sonia or Mia and being like, hey, girl, like, we already know
it's
me.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Stacey Tookie.
Yeah. And the thing is they're all so amazing. And I just, like, look up to all of them so much. So when they're in the room, I'm just like, I'm so excited to be dancing with them again, because I miss it.
We're not going to see Mia Michaels this season, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I know. She's working on Finding Neverland on Broadway.
Oh.
And she said it's taken her out of the whole season. So she's got something really good going on,
yeah.
but we will miss her for sure. Let's move on to Marissa then. 18. Now, this was the Princess Warrior. Very
Beast.
Powerful. Very strong.
Okay. Did you guys think it was weird that she made it to Green Mile last year, but
she was
she's
17?
Still 18?
And she's 18. It must be. The only thing I can think of is the way the cutoff date maybe was for the show,
oh,
and the way her birthday falls.
19 now, but when they filmed Atlanta, she was still 18.
18.
I was like, wait a second.
I saw that too, and I was like, it just has to be the weird way of her birthday falling. That's
totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was not impressed. I was like, you made it to Green Mile last year? I mean, your dancing was, like, interesting, but all the, like, praise the judges were giving her, I just was like, but maybe it was because it was Atlanta. It was the first of the season, but she was just okay. I mean, she was good. Like, she wasn't bad, but I'm just like, there was nothing for me that I was like, that was super different. That was super artistic and cool. And it was just strong. She was just like a strong dancer.
And she had
dancer.
Ricky right before her. Like, so in your brain, you're thinking, Ricky. It's
yeah,
hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
I think maybe, because I really thought, some of the things that she was doing, I was like, whoa, that's pretty amazing and crazy. But I know, like, because the process of So You Think is so hard, like, a lot of injuries happen. And I feel like they probably looked at her and she's, like, so amazing and powerful that they're probably like, this girl will never get injured.
Yeah,
you know, she could totally survive till the end because she's the beast. And, you know, they called Melanie the beast, so maybe...
Yeah.
They have that in gymnastics, too. There's always, like, it's that strong body type. Never gets injured.
Yep.
Never.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was, like, the steps in between each movement were so rough. And it was hard for me to watch because I was like, each of her movements was really cool and mm-hmm. strong and in that character she was playing. But everything in between, it was like I wanted her to just like lift mm-hmm. up a little bit and like take some, like I wanted her to go down in her moves but then come up in the steps in between so that it still looked graceful and like a dance yep. and not like gymnastics. Because, and I don't know if it's because the studio that I used to dance at had a lot of gymnasts, so I was used to, like, these okay. girls hitting the floor, and, like, you're like, oh, my God. You're like, stop it. You're killing me. But her moves, her jumps weren't gymnast jumps. She didn't have the height and, like, the muscles that the gymnasts have to pull themselves up really high. So it was interesting. It was, like, this weird, like, she had sort of the ugly that gymnast dancers bring to, like, certain moves, mm-hmm. but, like, not the pretty, I don't know.
Maybe she's not as artistic, you know? Like, there's, like, yeah. the power gymnast and the artistic gymnast, maybe she's more like the power dancer.
Yeah. I'm just interested to see like if we're gonna see her more.
Yeah.
And if we do see her more, like what she'll look like being choreographed in a waltz, for example. Okay. Like
she's not on my current list, I'll tell you. But I'm still missing six names. So yeah. I'm missing six names. I was like, I only have 14.
I'm dying to hear that list, Kristen.
I'll talk about it, yeah. You know me. All right, let's move on to Elaine Kimball. 26. This was another one I was like, it seems so old. It's not because I'm older than 26. It. And this was great. What a story, though. At 43, her mom had a stroke and they both have holes in their heart and she's still dancing. And
oh, my God. This is when I was crying. I cry every episode. This is the this episode I was crying.
My mom's my best friend. I can't even.
And that's really young, too.
That's 15, like. So much more life and things like example right now that the mom's just not going to be able to experience.
I know.
Him. Yeah.
So sad.
It was really sad. What did you guys think? They did send her to choreography. What did you think of her dance originally?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, there was nothing that I was super wild about. And I mean, we don't totally get to see their whole choreography round, but I was sort of surprised she got a ticket.
Yeah, because she did make it through past choreography. I thought it was interesting because they said she didn't use the John Legend song, All of Me. And they're like, this is such an emotional song. And we're just feeling you, you know, doing the steps. And they're clean and they're pretty. Yeah. But mm-hmm. there's not, you know, anything here registering or anything coming from your heart. Which is interesting because she's got such a story.
Yeah.
I was expecting, like, such an emotional, passionate performance, and I feel exactly what you said. She was a gorgeous dancer, and I would love to see like a choreographer work with her because I think she has an amazing facility, amazing technique. But I feel one of my favorite things, if not my favorite thing, is to see like the passion a dancer has, and I just felt that was missing, and it was so weird because of what she's been through. I don't know, maybe it was a song, maybe it's choreography, but exactly what they said that they felt like she was dancing on the music, not in the music. So.
Yeah.
It's a good musicality point.
And mm-hmm. I think on this show, too, we see so many dancers bring so much to each dance that if you can't find it in you and bring it out, I mean, she obviously has it, but if you can't find the way to, you know, translate it into your body, I just don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work on the show. I bet she's not on your list.
She's not. But again, I'm still missing six people, so we don't know.
I love that you're missing six people.
I know. I was like, I know. Who are those six?
Such a tease.
Can we call up one of the top 14 and be like, hey, who are the other six?
I know. I bet you have at least one of these people's numbers. Maybe. I know for sure. I bet. I was just going to drop a name, too, and I was like, everybody knows so-and-so because they're from California. But all right.
Uh-oh. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm dying. I'm dying over here.
Okay. So let's move on. You guys, I will talk about this list. I'm not teasing you with it, but I will do it off air because I don't want AfterBuzz to get in trouble. Let's go into Brandon Crazy Legs. Jacob, I'll do it on my own social media accounts to get people in trouble. Mm. Brandon Crazy Legs, Jacob, he's 23. We are now into the ATL cranking.
He Love is it. So much not, fun.
Love it.
We're not crumping. We're cranking.
This is when Jenna was like, hey, I got this. I don't know if I'm doing it, but this is my cranking.
I love they were like, this is crumping and this is cranking.
Oh, I loved it. No, I think crumping was the one out here. It's like when they were like, there used to be a song called Nuck If You Bug, and I think that's based off of cranking or crumping. And cranking, I love that. It's like from roller skating because ATL, the movie, is one of my favorite movies. And I'm like, yes, this is a part of the culture.
You're like, I get it.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I love it. And I love that I love that they just took skating and sort of, like, made it, it's like a dance move. Like, they did glide on the floor the way you would glide on skates. And they're like, we don't have to have skates. I have my body. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. I love that you can do that with dance. I think it's so cool. And that they're bringing it. And, you know, so I think Can Dance is great about this. Like, putting it on a national stage and showing everyone. And then one of the groups that we'll talk about later is based off of Cranking, yeah. Which is so yep. cool.
Which I think it was a good week to highlight them. He went to choreography, and then that was a no, and it looked like he had a hard time.
He had such a great personality, though. I was sad. But hopefully, I think the best thing that will come out of it, I think Cranking is going to grow.
Oh, huge. I think so.
Because even, like, my dad will probably want to learn how to crank, because it just looked like so much fun. Who knows what really the technique of it is, but I want to get in a cranking class.
Do you have a dancing dad? We always talk about dancing dads.
My dad. My dad, he's so funny. He'll be in the car, and he'll be like, he's crazy, but he's got a little ghetto swag.
Yes! I love it. Let's move on to Angelina Granitz, 18, contemporary. Mm-hmm. I liked her. Like, mm-hmm. she was quirky and weird in this, like, really fun way, like, personality-wise. And she's the one with the big brother that danced, and I just was like, there's just something I like about you.
I know. It was so... I don't know how to describe her, because she was, like, almost annoying and weird in a way, but then it was so her.
She's so giggly.
And she was, like, almost apologizing for being weird, because she was almost like, I can't help it, is what it seems like. It seems like it, like, seeps out of her, which was hilarious and great. And her brother was so sweet. I wanted to see him dance. I'm surprised Angel didn't ask him to dance. I was waiting for it.
Instead, we could do hashtag dancing brother instead of hashtag dancing dad. Yeah,
I was surprised too. I loved her. I could really relate, because having an older sister that danced, like when they were saying about the whole relationship and, you know, how she looked up to him and now he's there supporting her. It was like the same. So I was like, oh, this is like me and Brittany.
Did your sister ever audition for
She anything? Didn't ever audition, but she was there every step of the way, my biggest
so
supporter.
Sweet. Jenna had both of her older sisters audition. She was the only one that eventually made it.
One of her sisters was at Green Mile, season 9.
Yep.
Yeah, she was a beautiful dancer, her sister.
So close, too. I'm surprised she didn't come back.
I know.
Yeah, knowing that her sister Jenna would audition. That's interesting. Does your sister still dance?
She does.
Yeah?
Yeah, she does. Awesome. A little bit. Not out here, but she's a 4th grade teacher, but like she'll still dance.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, Angela, we're going to see in L.A. I think that you know, even if she doesn't go to Green Mile or anything else, I feel like she could come back another season being so young. And I don't know. There's something really interesting about her. I just found her magical. I don't know what it was, too. I just was, like, I'm mesmerized.
I think the cool thing is that she was completely exactly what they said. She was two different people. Yeah. Like, she was this, like, I'm so shy. And then she got on stage, and it was, like, all that went away, and she just became, like, this powerful woman that was just so strong and so confident in what she was doing. And, you know, dance is like acting. It's like a character. And I think the character that she took on, it was really cool to see that she could transform into a different person.
I would just love to see her packages, like, in the rehearsal space.
That'd be amazing.
Being, like, super weird and then, like, coming on stage and just blowing
Killing
you
it.
Away.
Totally.
Yeah, like, just nailing it.
I want to see that. I think that would be funny. But it might get old after every week if it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I just enjoyed her. We then move on to Cristina Moya Palacios. Yes. Another 18-year-old. I'm like, all these babies here. Gorgeous. I mean, this was top 20 material, I would think. She's the one that had the brother that had... He seemed to have, like, a lot of problems. Oh, he was the one in the audience. Yes. It was so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. So sweet. And I loved that how she just found dance because she needed to get out of the hospital. And then her brother was there and just, like, rooting for her. It was so sweet. I loved it. And I thought she was great.
She's gorgeous.
I thought she was great.
She's from the same studio as Ricky Beta.
Oh, really?
A little behind the scenes.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's currently not on my list. I'm saying, but I feel like she could be top 20 material. There. Yeah, good training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great training. That's,
I think she could totally be top 20 material.
I think so too.
I wrote that easily. I was like, you could easily
top 20. Do they know about the studios when you're auditioning? Like, where you train at?
They basically ask everything about you. Like, when you do the improv round the first day, and then when you come in, the judges have, like, a paper on you, and it says, like, different things about you. So when they ask questions, like, It's not just like random questions, you know. Yeah. Like they know.
They know, oh, you auditioned in season 8. Totally. Oh, you, yeah. Yeah. We've seen your sister before, whatever mm-hmm. it is.
Or if you've had any professional experience or, yeah, you have a dad that's willing to come on stage or, you know.
That's how they get the dancing totally. Dads. Because guess what? Okay, Christina went to L.A. We all know that. She's amazing. Because that's where we get the dancing kid, the 4-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Gerald Swain, 25, the sleepiest ATL cranker out there. He was like, God. I'm tired.
He was sleeping, and so then funny. The music came on, and he was like, wait, I know this dance. Boop, boop. The music came off. I'm asleep again. It was awesome.
I think they were like, where's your son? He's like, he's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was so funny.
And then the kid was like,
he was so cute.
He was adorable. I think that was the point of showing the audition was probably the 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he went to choreography, and he didn't make it past that. But I don't know. Maybe cute. The 4-year-old will be on, you know, season 21 of So You Think.
Seriously. I hope so. That would be cool if he's we had adorable. That many more seasons.
I know. Well, you know, I think that's why we have Justin Bieber here to kind of encourage.
That's the Biebs.
The Biebs, the Biebs. Well, yeah, let's talk about the cruise. Actually, before we do, let me just remind everyone, iTunes, you can download us there. Rate us 5 stars. Comments. We've got, I know we always do our 5 stars. That's 10 stars. And even though you can only do 5 on iTunes. And, of course, we will always comment on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and everything else. But we sure appreciate all of the feedback. And I will tell you, I've been lining up some great guests all summer long. Ooh. Besides Tiffany, we've got lots of people. I'm trying to get Nick Lazzarini. So I'm working really hard. I'm like, we might as well get the season 1 winner. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go back old school. Let's do it. Because it's changed so much.
So since season 1.
And he's one of my favorite dancers.
He's great.
Brilliant.
Shaping Sound is an incredible dance company. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we get Justin and Nick Demora back. The Wanted Ashiks, which I kind of love, the Bollywood guys, they are moving on to the next round. So I was kind of happy about that.
Me too. I
don't know.
Them.
I just loved it with their little fun. Like sparkly. Yeah, it just was something different and fun. The first group is Jungle Boogie. And I got to say, this was like 80s all over again, like the feel to the movement and everything else. And again, totally. Representing the ATL and that whole cranking style.
Yeah. And I'm not surprised it feels like 80s because that whole, like, skating scene, like, was a late 70s.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, it was, like, very, it's so cool, and it's, like, the modern hip-hop version of it. I don't know, it's just exciting.
Their unison was so killer. Fun. Did you see it?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Amazing.
There's just a few Broadway shows that could use, like, one of them to come and clean up. I was, like, I went when I saw some shows, I'm always like, that's not in unison.
Totally.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I mean, I would love to see a huge, like a big company like that doing the cranking style mm-hmm. because it is so fast. And when you see that stuff in unison like that, you're like, oh, wow.
And I would think any arm out of place is going to show when you're moving that fast. Yes. So, mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's so clean on camera, can you imagine it live? Like everything's so much better live.
To die for.
I wish that everybody got to see the So You Think episodes live because it's like a completely different. That's why you got to go to tour.
You gotta go on tour. Exactly. Coming to a theater near you in the fall. And then it was the Control Freaks, and they were doing Poppin'. And I felt like, I didn't feel like there was anything that really stood out with them.
I'm trying to remember right now that you said them, and I can't.
That's not a good
thing. It felt very, like, I've seen it before kind of thing, where I felt like, at least Jungle Boogie, I was like, yes, I want to see this again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel so bad that I can't remember anything about the Control Freaks.
Oh. Well, no, I mean that, either. But if you don't, like, see, that's another thing. You just, I always think about that. Like, if you can't remember, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. Cool. One thing I didn't mention, they had a higher number on choreography on day 2. 32 went to choreography. So that's probably the highest number we've seen.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I thought the crankers, like, looked like they were trying super hard, and then they both left super happy. Which
that's good.
Which is always, like, great to see people who don't make it who are still like, hey, awesome, you know, like I just think that they were like super happy to make it that far and be able to try and
learn something because it's a learning experience. Come back next year. And
I wish they tried it. You know, I wish I would have just gone for it though.
Let them go through.
Yeah, like I know, because too. I kind of wanted like it's so cool. Like animation has become this huge thing. Like I never really heard about animation until like Cyrus and Dragon House and all them came on the show, and to have a whole new thing cranking on the show would be really cool, but
it would be nice to have that. I have a feeling we're gonna see Jungle Boogie.
Oh,
they'll make sure
they
go through. You know, cool. I mean, it's true. I mean, and Nigel has been great about promoting groups and styles mm-hmm. that he really believes in, so I will say I'll give him that. So I bet we'll see Jungle Boogie back. That's my prediction.
Oh, I hope so.
I know. Tiffany, like, you have been everywhere. You're on Hit the Floor this season.
Yay! It's been crazy, and I have to say that the experience of So You Think You Can Dance prepared me so much. You know, the training, and there's jobs where some people will be like, this is so hard, but remembering back to the experience in the summer of So You Think, like, nothing can top how hard that was. So I feel like it prepared me mentally and physically, and I learned so much from the show. But Hit the Floor was absolutely amazing. Got to do, like, dances in every style with amazing people. Courtney and Allison do it. Yeah. So You Think.
Good friends of our show here.
Yeah. So it's really cool because they've been my inspiration. So now to work with them for 5 months was a dream.
Wow, you guys taped for 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now it's 12 episodes every Monday night on VH1. And we're hoping for a season 3 because it's huge for dance. Yep. And the cool thing is the creator of the show is a huge fan of So You Think You Can Dance. And so every single episode has a 2.5 minute routine. In so the episode, cool. Which is...
The episodes are so dramatic. Yeah. I got sucked into watching one because I was at the Hit the Floor, like, season party, and I was just like, everyone was watching it, and, like, even everyone who's on the show knows what happens, but we were like, oh my god, this is so dramatic. There's a dance number, and you can breathe a little bit, and then like, that was rad. Okay, now we're back in the drama.
But having 2.5 minutes, that's kind of amazing, because even on Dancing with the Stars, you get 1 minute and 10 seconds for the celebrity dances. They're short. Mm-hmm. So that's such a luxury. And I know that they release them on YouTube separately, so that they're their own separate video.
It's amazing. And a lot of times, like, you know, dance is, like, the background. Mm-hmm. And this, it's like, he's taken dance and he's made it such a huge part of the show. You know,
so
like the
cool.
show, it revolves around the Devil Girls.
Yeah.
So it's huge because it's really, even like So You Think and Dancing with the Stars, it's making dance grow even more and having more people know about it. So
that's so
it's really cool.
Now, are you teaching? I know you work with Joe Tremaine, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. So I know you're all over the place.
Joe. Yeah. I start traveling in July, which is super exciting. And that's like the most amazing job because I get to just see all these kids, and they, not kids, but some of them are 6 to 18. But you stand on that stage and you look at the sea of the room, and in 1 hour, you see the whole room just like rise up and put everything they have out there. And it's amazing to see like a whole group of strangers just become one. So it's been the best,
cool.
It's been the best job and getting to travel around the country. Joe's amazing. I learned so much from him. I trained from him, so.
Where can people find that, like, to be able to go to a convention?
TremaineDance.com, and they also have Tremaine, at Tremaine Dance on Instagram. But it's an amazing convention, and it's like a family there. That's what I had to say. Like, there's so many convention circuits, and it's amazing because it's making dance grow. But the environment at Tremaine, it's like, it's a family, and I feel like when dancers come there, like, they don't have to be afraid to be judged or anything. It's just like, the dance floor is yours, take it.
Oh, so, I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Really cool.
And Joe Tremaine, I mean, the name, I mean, he's been out there forever. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do want to mention, because we were talking about this list that I can't stop talking about, but, you know, there was a name that I wasn't familiar with. I looked for the audition, didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your audition in season 9 was not shown.
At all.
So talk about, because I think this is fascinating, like, how much of a disadvantage did you feel when you started the top 20, the live shows?
And just a side note, it's so funny because the commercial, it would say, like, don't ever stop, and it was me in slow motion, so I was like, oh, they're totally going to show me. I had, like, this whole watch party, didn't show me for a second. But anyways.
I digress.
But I digress. No, I definitely felt that I had a disadvantage, you know, because, like, I'm watching season 11, and I already have some personal favorites just from watching their auditions and getting to know them a little bit, because that's the most airtime you'll have on the show is your audition. You know, 5 minutes is a lot of time. And so I remember the first week I was like, oh no, I'm going to go home because no one knew who I was. And even people were like tweeting me at Dance 9 Tiffany, who are you? And I'm like, you don't know who I am. I'm sorry. Just give me a chance, you know, but
vote for me.
But that's why when I watch the show, it's so funny because, you know, they show the clips of the dancers in between. And I'm like, one of these dancers that they're showing is going to be in the top 20. It's just funny to watch. But you just got to stay strong. I guess it's hard. It's hard. And that's what I think was hard for Brittany Cherry last season, because they didn't show her audition. And she's a brilliant, amazing dancer, can do everything.
And with Derek Huff right now on tour.
Yes. And with Derek Huff on tour. But I don't know. I was very grateful that America gave me the chance, because I did definitely feel that I was at a huge disadvantage at the beginning.
And you made it all the way to the end.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and yes. The one thing I said to her, I said there was also Audrey Kaye, so you know, you have the two petite brunette dancers.
Yeah.
I mean, they had you guys dance, I think, what was it, the first week together?
Yeah, and that was so crazy because they even said, like, which one are you? The judge. The judge was like, are you Audrey or Tiffany? You know, and they were talking to us, and we were like, oh, no, we are such great friends. So I was like, oh, my God, are they going to have to make one of us leave? But luckily they kept us both for a long time. But it was definitely hard because – and that's what I was saying. Like, once they have – it's typecasted a lot. So once they have that brunette girl, it was surprising that they put us both on.
Well, it was interesting last season, too. There were, like, three brunette girls. When the camera was on the group, you were like, wait. Is that okay?
You're like, I know Jasmine because she's really tall. Yeah. Amy's really tiny. Yeah. Like, who's in between?
But then everybody else was like very similar looking. And I felt bad for them because it was hard.
It's hard
to tell the difference.
Yeah. And that's why it's a huge part of the show. It stinks. Like, I'm sure that they don't want to do that because obviously, like, there's so many dancers that are amazing that look alike and they don't want to cut one because they look kind of similar. But I don't know. It's hard. And even, like, last year, I feel like with Jasmine and Jasmine having the same name, like, that gets confusing, too.
Yeah, Jasmine Mason was out of there pretty quick, too. It's another one.
It's so hard.
It really is hard. And it also matters who you get partnered up with, too.
Oh.
Another situation.
Grateful. I love you, George.
George is great. All right. Well, we do have to wrap up, but I want to thank you so much for joining us. This has been
thank
so much fun.
I
want to
read that list.
This has been so fun. I want to read it, too. Oh, I see it.
It's right here. And I'll put it, and I'll just say right away that I will put it out on my Instagram and Twitter page so you guys can see it. I will do that. But where can everyone find you, Tiffany?
You can find me on Instagram at Dance9Tiffany and Twitter as well. So find me there.
Chloe. Awesome. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ChloeWestX.
And for me, it's at Kristen Burt, and then it's the Kristen Burt on Instagram. So you will find
you better
that
follow
list.
That if
follow
you want
that
to see
if
the
you
list.
Want this list.
Follow us
next week. We don't have a guest yet, but I'm working really hard because the weeks after we've got guests lined up. I know Audrey's coming back in, and I've been talking to Keon already, and
love
Melinda Sullivan,
Keon.
And I mean, the name goes on and on. That's also on my website, redcarpetcloset.tv. You'll find the list of our guests. So thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you all next week, and we'll be back at our normal time at 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.